Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 1st of March, recording at 9:05 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. This is my second audio of the day, and let me just say again very briefly how mortified I was not to be able to deliver an audio last night. Now, what can we say? What's going on here? First, the highlights. Stock markets have generally encountered further selling pressure. Asia, certainly weak. The Hang Seng had one of the bigger declines on the day. Japan has slipped again. The European markets were firm early on and then got clobbered. And then closed off those lows because Wall Street got clobbered on the opening, but then recovered most, not all, of that decline, left a big tail on the charts. And government bonds on this day, this is important. Government bonds quiet. And generally quietly steady, although I noticed the U.S. 30-year is down 5 ticks, but that's nothing. And the dollar in here today. Now the dollar is up, and not significantly, but it is firmer in here today. And in this type of nervous market environment, that is weighing. That has weighed on precious metals, which have given way. And that's, I think, technically quite important, and it indicates that contagion is still a factor. And we have silver. May silver, for instance, broke back under 14, trading at 1372 and a half as I speak. Gold down to 664. That hasn't given up very much. At all, but it was up to 677 and a half at one stage today. And platinum, which had just been unbelievably strong, was up as to a new recovery high of 1264 here, but closed, well, it's last traded at 1245, so that's 19 off the high. Interesting. And soybeans taking a hit in here today, and looking at some of these other foods. Corn and wheat are down, but not as much as soybeans. Coffee's down in the U.S., taking a hit. Cotton's down a wee bit. I should have closed those out as well. Okay, so what do we make of it all? Well, again, I'll start with that simple but not simplistic point that a trend is a trend until it stops, and the uptrends have stopped, and they stopped in the most dramatic of fashions, and that has sowed seeds of doubt among the bulls, and it has also given crowd sentiment a big infusion of fear and anxiety. So that is not a healthy environment in the short term, and I feel no urge to come in here and buy. Now, some people are bravely putting out reports saying it's all technical, not fundamental, but you know, the technical action can influence the fundamentals. For instance, if we were, let's say, I'm hypothesizing now, let's say we were to see a sharp correction or a long correction in stock markets, that could damage consumer sentiment from really China to the USA. And really the consumer in the USA with the whole mortgage story, that's been a concern really for quite some time. People are saying that China's immune to that sort of problem, but And if a lot of Chinese people who have been borrowing on their houses to punt in the market and have if a fair number of investors there get burnt due to leveraged positions, then that would have some impact on consumer spending in China. And if the U.S. go back to the U.S. consumer, if he's draws in his horns, stops spending, in other words, then that would not help China. So, it's all interlinked here. And also, what we're seeing is that for years we've been able to talk about all the liquidity. Now, as people point out, liquidity doesn't keep markets up there. Of course not, because liquidity can go where it wants to. In other words, investors vote with their feet. It's a global beauty contest, as I've mentioned over and over and over again. But what we have seen in the last few days and counting is a massive contraction in liquidity, because a whole chunk of that liquidity has gone involuntarily to money heaven. It's just, paper profits, and they vanished. But paper profits are often future consumption, certainly in the eyes of the people with those paper profits. So I would be careful in here. And I, as you know, I'm going to ride this out in my investment account, because I don't think it's a bear market, and I've said over and over again that I do, though, expect a drawdown. My focus is not to give back the money that I made on the trading. And frankly, if I didn't trade again for the rest of the year, I will, of course, but if I didn't trade again for the rest of the year, 2007 would be a good year for me due to the really strong performance that we saw starting in December, but carrying well into January and through up until late February, in the nearly the end of February, in the precious metals. So I, one thing I've done is I tend to do, or I have tended to do, and for a number of years now, is that after a really good run in the trading account, I take most of the money away. And it's for other things, and I build up again from small. But not to digress too much on this. Best bet, this is a stock market correction. I think that the interesting point is whether we get the correction mostly in the form of ranging, or more in the form of a more rapid move on the downside. I am more inclined towards the ranging, but those things are hard to predict, and investors become frightened, and markets can move fairly rapidly, as we've seen, recently. So, there's no one who can say how quickly or slowly a correction will move. It's one reason why, in addition to watching the charts, I want to keep a close ear to the ground in terms of policy. But actually, we'll probably learn more from about policy from watching the action. And I do suspect that the Fed and the Treasury in the U.S. are involved here. I really do feel that, and have said before, that of all the major economies, the U.S. can least afford a confidence-sapping sell-off in stock markets. And so I think that the Treasury and or the Fed, will be stepping in. I think they probably did it today to cushion the downside. They're not going to draw a line on the chart or in the sand and say we won't let the market go beyond this point, because that would be stupid and it wouldn't work. But they will step in to prevent a decline from snowballing. And when we had, I think we had the Dow down about 150 points at one stage fairly quickly here today, and then it started to steady. And the normal way this will take place is that all very carefully disguised, the Fed doesn't announce that it's buying, but it happens. They'll move in on the futures, the S&P futures, that sort of thing. So I think we probably had some of that today, only as a smoothing operation overall. But again, the key, as far as I'm concerned, is the change in sentiment. And a lot of people were nervous, and now some of their worst concerns and fears are being realized. So when will the buying opportunity occur? Well, one interesting level to focus on would be when we see a number of these important stock market indices return to their 200-day moving averages. That's what I would be looking for. That's what I expect. And we may even get a little bit of overshoot and so on, as often the case if you look at those averages. But I think that's what we will see. Now, of course, some people are concerned that this will morph into something much bigger than just a correction with a bit of reacceleration later on. And it's possible in the sense that anything can happen in markets. That would surprise me, though, at this stage. First, because I don't think we'll have the policies that would cause that to happen. And the US economy's weakness aside, the global economy is working from a position of strength in being the synchronized global economic recovery. Valuations are pretty stretched in some countries, but Chindia aside, they're not, they weren't outlandish. So what we can expect is sentiment to become progressively more bearish, and this is where we need to keep a cool head in here and really bear in mind that sentiment is a contrary indicator more often than not. Okay, so I'm not tempted to buy anything in here. I did feel some pressure to go back into precious metals because they were doing so well. So in a way, and I hope that well, if it weren't for the fact that subscribers may well have retained their precious metal positions, I would be able to say, well, I was relieved to see these precious metals weaken in here. Well, I'm going to say it anyway, because I think you would have had stops in here. And after I closed all my positions on Tuesday morning, anybody who is inclined to follow that lead had a day and a half. Well, no, you had Tuesday, and so you had 2 days and a bit of relatively steady action during which to do that. But this move by silver back under 14 is a bit of a psychological blow. You'll have a far bigger psychological blow if gold goes back below 650, and it might in this environment. It might do that temporarily. I remain hugely bullish of the precious metal sector over the medium to longer term, but when you get a situation like this, the contagion on a correction, assuming I'm right and that the stock market correction continues, the contagion can certainly spread. I did mention, well, I guess you didn't get, we know, of course, you didn't get that audio, but I said last night that one of the differences this time around was that precious metals are less overstretched on the upside than they were in May last year. And there's a lot more support underneath. So that will cushion downside, but that won't keep precious metals up near the highs. And people who are suffering in one market are very often tempted to take a profit in another market while they still can. It's that type of self-feeding decline, and just the inverse of the self-feeding gains that we see, that's at work here right now. So again, I'm not in any hurry to try to be clever and to go rushing back into these markets. But again, I don't think anything's going to change in terms of the supply and elasticity meets rising demand, secular bull markets for this sector. But it's in profit-taking mode here, or stop-triggering mode, and I don't want that to turn into loss-creating mode for me. So I'm watching. And that's all. And currencies, usually the dollar steadies. You know, when you get a global correction, I said it steadied a little bit in here, but the dollar has been pretty soft generally. And when you consider that we had an important low in the US dollar index down at 83, and that the historic lows extend but from 83 down to 78, I believe, and I'm talking about the 1990s lows, with the dollar index here at 83.72, the greenback is really not doing very well. And when you look at some of the U.S.'s economic problems, there's plenty of reason why the dollar is not doing well in here overall. I don't think we'll get a dollar crisis. But, you know, when you get this type of unstable market action and correction and nervousness, then we can see, well, we're more likely to see unexpected developments, aren't we? I'll leave it at that. What else to mention? Grains and beans in the short term, susceptible to the same profit-taking that we are seeing elsewhere. And industrial metals today were generally firm. A few closed down, but only with really small declines. Again, there's a lot of demand for those. And I'm not talking about hedge funds. I'm talking about consumer or industrial demand. And anything else that I haven't touched on? I think that's pretty much it. So, more excitement tomorrow, no doubt. Perhaps more excitement than we really want, but it's fascinating, isn't it? And this is an interesting challenge for us all, analytically, and I appreciate the thoughtful emails that I'm getting. So, on to tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.